Today's scripture reading is taken from 1 Chronicles, chapter 21, verses 1 to 17. We'll read this passage together, first in English, then in Cantonese.
今日经文来自历代至上的20章1到17节，我们会一起用，先用英文读，然后再一起用广东话读。
Verse 1. Then Satan stood against Israel and incited David to number Israel. So David said to Joab and the commanders of the army, Go, number Israel from Beersheba to Dan, and bring me a report that I may know their number. But Joab said, May the Lord add to his people 100 times as many as they are. Are they not my lord the king, all of them my lord's servants? Why then should my lord require this? Why should it be a cause of guilt for Israel? But the king's word prevailed against Joab. So Joab departed and went throughout all Israel and came back to Jerusalem. And Joab gave the sum of the numbering of the people unto David. In all Israel there were 1,100,000 men who drew the sword, and in Judah 470,000 men who drew the sword. But he did not include Levi and Benjamin in the numbering, for the king's command was abhorrent to Joab. But God was displeased with this thing, and he struck Israel. And David said to God, I have sinned greatly in that I have done this thing, but now please take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have acted very foolishly. And the Lord spoke to Gad, David's seer, saying, Go and say to David, Thus says the Lord, Three things I offer you, choose one of them, that I may do it for you too. So Gad came to David and said to him, Thus says the Lord, choose what you will. Either 3 years of famine or 3 months of devastation by your foes, while the sword of your enemies overtakes you, or else 3 days of the sword of the Lord, pestilence on the land, with the angel of the Lord destroying throughout all the territory of Israel. Now decide what I answer, I shall return to him who sent me. Then David said to Gad, I am in great distress. Let me fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercy is very great, but do not let me fall into the hand of man. So the Lord sent a pestilence on Israel, and 70,000 men of Israel fell. And God sent the angel to Jerusalem to destroy it. But as he was about to destroy it, the Lord saw, and he relented from the calamity. And he said to the angel who was working destruction, It is enough. Now stay your hand. And the angel of the Lord was standing by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David lifted his eyes and saw the angel of the Lord standing between earth and heaven, and in his hand a drawn sword stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders, clothed in sackcloth, fell upon their faces. And David said to God, Was it not I who gave command to number the people? It is I who have sinned and done great evil. But these sheep, what have they done? Please let your hand, O Lord my God, be against me and against my father's house, but do not let the plague be on your people.
Satan 起来攻击以色列人，激动大卫早点他们。大卫就吩咐阿和民中首领说：你们去数点以色列人，从别士巴直到但，互来告诉我，我好知道他们的数目。约押说：愿耶和华使他们的百姓比现在增加百倍。我主的王啊，他们不都是你的仆人么？我主为何吩咐行这事？为何使以色列人陷在罪里呢？但王的命胜过约押，约押就出去走遍以色列地，回到耶路撒冷，将百姓的总数奏告大卫。以色列人拿刀的有110万， 猶大人拿刀的有47,000，唯有利未人和便雅敏人没有数在其中，因为约押厌恶王的命令，神不喜悦这数点百姓的事，便降灾给以色列人。大卫祷告神说：我行这事大有罪了，现在求你除掉仆人的罪孽，因为我所行的甚是愚昧。耶和华吩咐大卫的先知加德说：你去告诉大卫说，耶和华如此说，我有三样灾，随你选择一样，我好降与你。于是加德来见大卫，对他说：耶和华如此说，你可以随意选择，或三年的饥荒，或败在你敌人面前，被敌人的刀追杀3个月，或在你眼中有耶和华的刀，就3日的瘟疫。耶和华的使者在以色列四境施行毁灭。现在你要想一想，我好回复那差我来的。大卫对加德说：我甚为难，我愿落在耶和华的手里，因为他有丰盛的怜悯，我不愿落在人的手里。于是耶和华降瘟疫与以色列人，以色列人就死了70,000。神差遣使者去灭耶和华撒冷，刚要灭的时候，耶和华看见后悔，就不降这灾了，吩咐灭城的天使说：够了，住手吧。那是耶和华的使者站在耶布斯人阿尔南的和场那里。大卫举目看见耶和华的使者站在地间，手里拔有拔出的刀，身在耶和华冷以上。大卫和长老都身穿麻衣，面伏于地。大卫祷告神说：吩咐数点百姓的不是我么？我犯了罪，行了恶，这羊群作了什么呢？愿耶和华我的神的手攻击我和我的父家，不要攻击你的民，降瘟疫与他们。
We are very happy today to have our brother Jin Cheng bring us today's message, Go to Jesus in Your Sin.
我们今天有郑振元弟兄为我们讲，在你的罪中转看耶稣。清楚。
It was a long passage.
是一段很长的经文。
But you know, when we receive the word of God, we have to express utmost respect.
但是我们接受神的话语的时候，我们要献上最大的尊重。
I know some of us are not capable of standing for that long.
我知道有人未必可以站那么久。
But I am a great fan of receiving the word of God, not while we are sitting, but standing with respect.
我都好中意系企喺度去接受神嘅话语。
So thank you，
多谢。
Could we rise up once again？
我哋一齐再次起立。
And greet one another by saying you are very welcomed here。
咁同大家讲啊，好欢迎你嚟到呢度。
My name is Jin. Please be seated.
我名叫郑振源，大家清楚。
My name is Jin. I serve as a director of a youth and college and career fellowship here at Grace Church. I'm also a pastoral intern here.
我系喺呢个教会嘅负责青少年事工，亦都系做教牧嘅实习。
You may ask, how do you choose what passages to preach from?
咁可能问我点样去拣边一段经文去讲道咧？
What I usually do is I go through the McChain's Bible reading plan.
咁我通常咧就会系去睇翻我嘅读经嘅计划。
And I try my best to choose the one passage from that a week so that we are we have already exposed to the passage that we're studying together.
通常咧會揀翻我哋剛去過去讀過嘅，咁大家都啱啱睇咗。
And today's passage is 1 Chronicles 21. It's one of the famous ones that we know.
咁剛剛讀過嘅係歷志上嘅21章，係一段好出名嘅經文。
And to be honest, it's almost impossible to. There's so many elements of God's teaching in this chapter that we would probably not going to be able to nail every one of them this morning.
咁呢段經文裏邊有好多嘅神嘅教導，我哋未必可以一一係細講。
But what we want to focus on is how did David treated God's blessing. That's number one.
咁我哋今日想講嘅就係話咧，神大衛咧點樣去看待神俾佢嘅祝福
？And how did God exposed David's sin? That's number two.
第二就係話神去點樣揭示大衛嘅罪
？And lastly, how did David respond to that? What is seemingly a public humiliation by being exposed of his own sin?
第三就係話，當大家都知道大衛嘅罪嘅時候，大衛點樣去回應咧？
In short, David's focus shifts from the gifts of God to God Himself.
咁簡單講就係話，大衛嘅聚焦嘅地方就係由神嘅祝福轉向去神自己。
And if I were King David, I would not have been able to do anything better than what he did in this passage.
如果我是大衛王的時候，我未必可以做到他那麼好。
It's because when you look at chapter 16,
因為當你看回16章的時候，
we see the heroic triumph of David's mighty warriors against the Philistine giants.
我們看到大衛他和他的勇士去怎樣打贏那些非利士的巨人。
Sorry, I meant 1 Chronicles chapter 20, not 16.
我要修正是歷代志上的20章，不是16章。
Chapter 25, verse 5, we see a man named Elhanan, the son of Jair, one of David's warriors, striking down Lami, the brother of Goliath that David defeated.
在20章第5節記載了一個人叫伊勒哈蘭，是雅爾的兒子，他打低了拉哈米，拉哈米呢就是巨人哥利亞的兄弟。
And in verse 6 and 7, we see a soldier named Jonathan, the son of Shimea, David's brother, one of the Jesse's son, striking down another Philistine of great stature.
而第六節咧，亦都講到約拿丹係示米亞嘅兒子，係大衛嘅兄弟，佢打低咗另一個非利士嘅巨人。
This Philistine warrior had 6 fingers each hand。
咁呢個非利士嘅巨人咧，每一隻手都有6隻手指。
And he also had 6 toes on each foot。
每隻腳都有6隻腳趾。
And it records that he was also a descendant of the giants。
亦都記載到佢係巨人嘅後裔。
And right before chapter 21 in verse 20, in verse 8, chapter 20, it reminds us that these descendants of the giants in Gath fell by the hand of David and his servants.
20章第8節就記載到呢啲所謂加特偉人嘅兒子都係被大衛同埋佢嘅仆人咧去擊殺。
In today's term, if you translate that into a today's term, it's like Harry Potter defeating. What's his name? Voldemort. Yeah, it's like that. It's a legendary story.
如果睇翻好似今日嘅電影咁樣，就好似哈利波特去打低咗嗰個壞嘅巫師一樣。
Yeah, once in a while, in Thanksgiving season and Christmas season, I really, really feel like I want to watch Harry Potter again.
咁有時咧喺感恩節或者係聖誕節嘅時候咧，我都想再睇翻呢個哈利波特嘅電影。
My favorite one is the first one.
我最喜歡就是第一集。
Yeah, if you want to watch with me, please come and talk to
me. 如果你想跟我一起看，很歡迎。
However, what we find in verse 1, chapter 21, is rather daunting.
但是我們看回21章的第一節的時候，我們就會看到很驚嚇的事。
Immediately what follows the legendary heroic triumph of David's army, we see Satan is at work.
當我們一看到大衛和他的勇士怎樣去打贏非利士人的時候，我們又看到撒旦他在工作。
In verse 1, it says Satan is standing or stood against Israel and incited David to number Israel.
第一節佢話撒但起來攻擊以色列人，激動大衛去數點他們。
Just as Job did not understand conversation, did not have any information of the heavenly court conversation between God and Satan. Here, David has no idea that this was the work of Satan.
好似約伯咁樣唔知道神同埋約撒但嘅對話嘅時候，呢度同樣大衛亦都唔知道撒但喺度工作。
You can see that this legendary warrior easily is succumbing to Satan's evil scheme.
睇到呢個傳奇嘅大衛呢個勇士，好容易就係被撒但去蒙騙，同埋去跟隨撒但嘅計劃而行。
So in verse 2, David said to Joab, his general, and the commanders of the army, "Go number Israel from Beersheba to Dan, and bring me a report that I may know their number."
第二節，大衛就吩咐約押和民中的首領說：你們去數點以色列人，從別士巴直到但，回來告訴我，我好知道他們的數目。
Now you can think, when you read this passage, you can think that the act of counting God's blessing, here the military prowess of God, or from God, is not necessarily sinful in itself.
当你睇段经文嘅时候，你可能会谂到，哦，去数点你有几多嘅勇士嘅时候，好似数点紧神嘅祝福一样。咁本身佢未必系一个罪嚟嘅啫。
Why? Because by it we glorify and we give all the credit back to God for His goodness.
点解呢？因为我哋藉住咁样，我哋可以将去数点神嘅恩典，去将所有嘅荣耀、所有嘅好处都系归翻俾佢。
In fact, we see the remnants of God's goodness in His creation and gifts that He provides us.
我哋可以藉住神俾我哋创造之物，我哋睇到神俾我哋嘅祝福，去将荣耀俾佢。
In fact, this is often how God's image bearers, you and I, glorify His name, isn't it?
好多时你同我系藉住神形象而做嘅人，我哋都系咁样去荣耀佢。
For example, each Sabbath day on Sunday morning, we are called to remember God's blessings and His salvation for us, or what He has done for His people, through a form of worship.
因为我们在每一个主日藉着崇拜，我们都去数算神给我们的恩典，我们去纪念神给我们的救恩，去荣耀祂。
In each Sunday morning, we ought to remind ourselves the redemption that has been accomplished by Jesus Christ, and also the redemption that has been applied by the work of the Holy Spirit, and we give glory to God.
每一个主日我都是崇拜都是提醒我们耶稣基督的宝血去拯救我们，同埋呢个救恩亦都藉住圣灵系运行喺我哋嘅当中，我哋去咁样去敬拜佢、荣耀佢。
However, when the thing that ought to cause us to glorify God is placed in the wrong hand,
但系当嗰啲我哋系应该藉住佢嚟去荣耀神嘅嘢，系落喺一个错误嘅方法上边。
It inevitably becomes a snare to our feet, dragging us down to abysmal sin.
最终就会成为我们脚上的圈套，将我们呢去带入这个罪的深渊里面。
What do I mean by that?
我说的是什么意思呢？
You see, the military prowess of David's mighty men and his army was actually the gift that God had given to David.
我们看到大卫的军队和勇士是由神去给大卫的一个礼物。
It was the almighty God of Israel who built David's kingdom.And provided capable soldiers and army.
是这个全能的神，以色列的神，去给大卫的国度有这个这么大能的勇士军队。
But when Satan stood against Israel,
但是当撒旦站起来攻击以色列人的时候，
when David was facing the spiritual forces of evil,
当大卫去面对这个邪恶的灵的势力的时候，
We see that in verse 3, God's blessings can cease to be the cause to glorify God.
我们看到神给他们的祝福可以不再成为一个荣耀神的原因。
Rather, God's blessings in the hand of Satan becomes a cause of guilt.
当神的祝福落在撒旦的手里面成为一个 他们内疚的原因。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
It's because what Satan was doing was causing David to attribute his national security, his success of military strength to his men, not God.
因为撒旦做的就是说要大卫觉得他的国境安全和那么成功是因为他有这些的勇士有这些的士兵不是因为神。
Satan led David to believe that Israel's success was actually depended on mighty men like Elhanan or Jonathan.
撒旦使到大卫相信他的成功是因为他有这些大能的勇士好像约拿单一样不是因为神。
But it had always been the Lord God of Israel who brought victory after victory to Israel and King David.
但我们知道一路以来都是以色列的神使到大卫一次又一次的打胜仗。
What Satan was doing was that Satan made David to put his trust, put his security, perhaps put his feeling goodness of his emotions on his soldiers away from God the provider.
撒旦做的就是说使到大卫呢去有一个良好的感觉感觉到安全是因为他的士兵而不是因为神。
But even in that moment,
但纵使在那一刻
God did not hold back his grace on King David.
神没有并没有阻挡他的恩典去到大卫那里。
He already had General Joab, who knew what was going on, to confront David that what you're doing is sinning against God.
他使到约押他的将军去讲俾大卫听，他所做的是得罪神。
Joab, the General Joab tried to correct King David that it is the Lord actually who builds a house, not you, by saying in verse 3, May the Lord add to his people 100 times.
约押说愿耶和华使他的百姓比现在加增百倍。
Unfortunately, Joab failed to confront King David.
但可惜的约押这样说并没有成功。
And they both became prey to Satan's evil scheme. 他们
成为了撒旦的诡计的当中的猎物。
So in verse 4, it says, The king's word prevailed against Joab. So Joab departed and went throughout all Israel and came back to Jerusalem.
但王的命令胜过约押，约押就出去走遍以色列地，回到耶路撒冷。
God was displeased.
神不喜悦。
So he decides to strike Israel.
所以他决定要击打以色列。
What we do not see what happened in verse 7 that changed David's heart in verse 8.
咁喺第七节我哋并冇睇到有啲乜嘢去使到大卫嘅心去转变，以至去到第八节。
So what we do know is that because of what David did, and because David displeased God, the whole Israel had to suffer, and 70,000 men of Israel had to die from a pestilence.
但我们知道的就是因为大卫所做的事使到神不喜悦，以致以色列人有七万人呢是因为这样而死了。
Well, I can ask this question. What if David actually listened to King Joab?
我想问一下，就是大卫为什么会不听约押讲的呢？
You see at the very last verse 17 here, David is actually, we find David putting his life before the lives of others, of his people.
在第十七节最尾那里，我们看到其实大卫呢是会将自己的生命放在其他人之上。
If David actually listened to the counsel of King Joab, they could have saved 70,000 men of warriors of Israel that he was boasting about so much.
其实如果他真的听约押讲的时候，他就不用使到这七万人去 死亡。
But whatever happened from verses 7 to 8, David repented and prayed to God in verse 8.
无论七至到八节之间发生什么事，但我们看到第八节，大卫呢，是悔改去向神祈祷。
David prayed to God, I have sinned greatly in that I have done this thing, but now please take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have acted very foolishly.
他说，大卫祷告神说，我行这事大有罪了，现在求你除掉仆人的罪孽，因我所行的心思愚昧。
Brothers and sisters, No leader in this world, including pastors, including elders and deacons, is perfect.
我知道喺呢个世界上冇一个领袖，包括牧师长老系完美嘅。
We shouldn't put your hope in our leaders, but in God.
我哋要系将我哋嘅盼望咧，都系要摆喺我哋嘅领袖里边，系佢哋系跟随神。
There's only one perfect leader, who is Jesus Christ, our Savior.
我哋只有一个完美嘅领袖，就系耶稣基督。
Apart from Jesus, everyone makes a mistake.
在耶稣以外，其他人全部人都会有错误。
Many biblical characters, including King David, sinned against God.
在圣经里面，很多的人物，包括大卫，这些的领袖都去得罪神。
And as we are nearing the end of 2024, and as we are welcoming 2025, and I want to encourage you today, we must pray for our leaders.
在2024年的年尾，然后去到2025年，我恳求你要为我们的领袖去祈祷。
Brothers, if you can fall, they can fall.
如果你能够跌倒的时候，他们都会跌倒。
If King David can fall, all leaders can fall.
如果大卫能够跌倒的时候，所有领袖都可以跌倒。
And as a member of Grace Church, I want to encourage you today.
作为恩约堂的一员，我鼓励你们今天。
Whether you're young or old, or you're male, female, we must pray earnestly for a new season of harvest of Grace Church.
无论你是男女老幼，我们都要为恩约堂有一个新的一个和场去祈祷。
We need our leaders to be someone who can humbly acknowledge his own sins.
我们一个领袖是愿意谦卑的去承认他的罪。
We need to pray for our leaders earnestly so that when they recognize the pain they have caused, they would genuinely repent before the presence of God and boldly approach the throne of grace in the name of Jesus.
我们为到这些领袖去祈祷，当他们知道他们所做的是 使人去有这个痛苦的时候，他们愿意勇敢的来到神的面前去求赦免。
And this leader...According to verse 8, does not linger in his guilt or in his shame.
根据第八节，这个领袖不应该是只是沉着，停留在他自己的内疚和羞耻的里面。
From verse 7 to verse 8, there's no mention of David's indulging in his shame, indulging in his guilt, and how he had appeared by others, to others.
在第七、第八节，并冇俾我哋睇到大卫净系停留喺佢嘅羞辱、佢嘅内疚嘅里边。
There's no mention of or any indication of how he felt discouraged, how he was shameful when he was confronted of his wrongdoing.
当大卫去面对佢所做嘅错误嘅时候，佢并冇系只系停留喺佢嘅羞耻同埋内疚嘅当中。
But what we do see is that in his sin, and perhaps in his shame, and in his guilt from being exposed, King David did not remain in his misery.
我们看到大卫并没有是只是在他的痛苦的当中。
But instead, he went straight to God in prayer, and he repented.
反之，他去到神的面前去祈祷，去悔改。
There's no time for self-righteousness.
冇时间俾佢去自义。
There's no time for love of yourself.
冇时间俾佢去自怜自爱。
There's no guarding of your emotions here.
冇时间去俾佢净系去关注佢自己嘅感受。
King David took the matter to God, who alone can forgive and destroy both body and soul.
大卫将呢件事带到神嘅面前，神系唯一一个能够去毁灭人。身体和灵魂的。
We see this many times in King David's life.
在大卫生命里面，我们看到很多次这样发生。
When the messenger of God comes to David and confronts him of his sin, he repents.
当神的使者来到去跟大卫去对质，给他看到他的罪的时候，大卫就悔改。
And I want to mention that maybe David was also publicly or internationally humiliated as king.
大卫可能已经在一个国际的层面，在公众里面已经是被人觉得羞耻。
His neighboring countries, nations, and even kings probably judged David, and even judged God for what had happened to Israel.
周围的邻国的人都可能去 批判呢个以色列，批判以色列嘅神，系因为当中发生咁嘅事情。
Look at Israel, because of what David did, 70,000 men died.
你哋睇下大卫所做嘅，使到以色列七万人死咗。
That is a international humility as a king.
作为一个王去咁睇到呢个国际间去咁样去取笑佢。
But brothers and sisters who are gathered this morning, I want to ask you this question.
兄弟姐妹，我哋今日系一齐聚集，我想问你一个问题。
Because this is not just a story for David.
因为呢个故事唔系只系关于大卫。
It applies to us today.
系应用喺我哋今日当中。
When somebody exposes our weaknesses,
当有一日有啲人去揭示我哋嘅软弱嘅时候
，When God confronts us of our sin and wrongdoing,
当神俾我哋睇到我哋嘅罪，我哋所做嘅错误嘅事情嘅时候。
When the Holy Spirit takes us to the public humiliation of our sin,
当呢个圣灵去让我哋去面对公众，俾我哋睇，俾佢哋睇到我哋嘅罪嘅时候
，What is our immediate reaction?
我哋第一个反应系点样咧
？Do we become defensive or offensive?
我哋会去保卫自己啊，还是我哋反之会去攻击啊？
Do we become defensive, trying to guard our feelings as much as possible, guard our righteous self-righteousness as much as possible? When truth were told, seemingly be spoken without love.
当有人去讲出呢个真相嘅时候，我哋咪系第一个反应要去保护自己嘅感受，去尽量去辩护，去以为人哋系。唔係用愛心去説誠實話咧。
Or do we become offensive by blaming the person, degrading them, or even pointing out their flaws and sins? You become the judge again.
定係反之，我哋會去攻擊翻其他人，去指出佢哋嘅錯誤，我讓我哋自己去成為一個審判者咧。
Those are very natural response to our to the confrontations of our sin.
呢啲都係對我哋嚇。我哋嘅罪去被揭示出嚟，一个好正常嘅反应。
But what sets us apart from that is we go to Jesus in our sin.
但我哋可以唔同嘅就系话，我哋喺个罪里边去翻去耶稣嗰度。
We do not idolize our feelings.
我哋唔需要去净系关注我哋自己嘅感受。
We do not idolize whether we are right or wrong, self-righteousness.
我哋唔需要净系关注我哋系咪自义，我哋做得正确与否。
We go to the top.
我哋去到最上嗰度，我哋去到耶稣嗰度。
And what's sad, oftentimes for me, is to see that oftentimes we don't take corrections or discipline or even teachings from others well.
但好可惜嘅就系话，我哋好多时对于别人嘅教导同埋批评咧，我哋唔能够接受。
Too many times, young and old, men and women.I see people struggling in sin and misery because the measurement of one's right or wrong has been watered down to how they feel and how they're being treated.
好多时我哋睇到无论男女老幼，佢哋喺呢个困难喺呢个伤痛嘅当中，因为佢哋做错嘅嘢，佢哋咧去改变佢，成为只系关于佢自己嘅感受。
Our body and mind are wired to cover up our mistakes and hide them. That's normal in our sinful nature.
在我们的罪性里面，我们很自然的都尝试去掩盖我们的错误。
Why? Because we don't want to feel ashamed and humiliated.
为什么呢？因为我们不想觉得是羞辱，不想觉得被人耻笑。
But there must be something happening before we cover up our humiliation.
但一定喺我哋去掩盖我哋嘅羞耻之前，我哋一定有啲嘢发生。
Just as when you're in an operation room, and I'm not a doctor, so I wouldn't know, but you wouldn't cover up the wound before you take out all the possible cancer cells. Otherwise, it would reproduce.
就好似你要做手术嘅时候。如果你唔清晒所有嘅癌细胞嘅时候，你唔可以将个伤口咧缝埋一齐，因为如果唔系咧，你嗰啲癌细胞亦都会再翻嚟。
Those of you who are in medical professions would know better than me on this.
如果你系喺呢个医疗嘅行业上面，你比我更加清楚。
There must be removal of sin or at least restoration or renewal of what God had made before we can cover up our wounds of shame and guilt. We must mortify sin.
我们一定要将这个罪去除去，以致能神能够重生和修复我们，以致我们这个伤口才能够真正的去得到医治。
Otherwise, the same problem of sin will reappear again and again.
如果不是这个罪的问题，会一次又一次的出现。
If we are sick, we go to the doctors.
如果我们有病的时候，我们去看医生。
If we have sin, we go to Jesus.
如果你有罪的时候，我们去到耶稣。
We go to Jesus in prayer without making an appointment. We don't need to make an appointment.
我们不需要去预约去见耶稣，我们就在我们罪里面的时候，我们回去耶稣那里。
I want you to be courageous that when you are confronted with what you have been done, what you have been doing, which was not good in the eyes of God, forget everything and go to Him.
我希望你，当你是被揭示到你做的事是不对，在神体里面是不对的时候，你要很勇敢地去到耶稣那里。
But if there's nobody to tell you what you are doing is wrong in the eyes of God, then you would not even approach God at first place.
但如果没有人去告诉你你做错的事的时候，你不会去回去神那里。
First, that's one of the reasons why Jesus came and said, I have come to not abolish the law, but fulfill all the laws.
所以耶稣来，他说他来到不是要废除律法，而是要成全律法。
We must be forgiven by the blood of Christ.
我们一定要藉着耶稣基督的宝血得到赦免。
We must confess our sin and we must be personal before the presence of God with our sin.
我们要一直在罪里面回到神的面前去认罪。
And by the help of the Holy Spirit,We must behold Jesus who was crucified and resurrected and receive that assurance of salvation.
藉着圣灵的帮助，我们去专注在耶稣基督他的死和复活里面，以致我们是得到一个拯救。
God made this world in a way that when we receive discipline, it comes with pain, even though it's true.
神去做这个世界的时候，当我们去面对这些事情，是真实的，是正确，是真的时候，当中是会有痛苦。
But that's where the growth happens.
但这个就是成长的方法。
That's where greater grace of God reappears.
是神的恩典是更加显现。
That's where we can go to Jesus and lift his name high and praise him.
就在那里我们可以去到耶稣基督那里，将他的名去高举，去赞美他。
Because we now know our old self, and now we are new creation in Christ.
我们是能够知道我们那个老我，我们知道我们是一个新造的人，我们是被耶稣基督所造。
Because of what Christ has done, sin, guilt, and even shame no longer dictate us.
因为耶稣基督所造的这个羞耻、这个耻辱、这个内疚，不再能够去克制我们。
We know that God is our compassionate God.
我们知道神是一个满有怜悯的神。
We know that for His name's sake, in the name of Jesus, we can go to Him and repent.
我们认识他的名，我们能够去到他那里，我们能够寻求悔改。
Wait, Jin, but how do you know all this?
但是郑大兄，你怎样知道这么多的东西呢？
Well, in today's passage in verse 15, we see God saying, "It is enough." After when he saw the destruction.
Yeah, 睇到第十五节，神话够了。当佢睇到呢啲咁嘅呢啲所有嘅毁坏嘅时候
，When God saw calamities and destructions of His people, He said, "It is enough." And the angel of the Lord just stood there.
当神睇到呢啲嘅灾害、呢啲嘅毁坏，佢子民去受苦嘅时候，神话够了，佢叫呢个天使停手。
This is our God. We often forget.
呢个系我哋嘅神，我哋好多时都忘记咗。
But what did David do in verses 16 to 17?
但喺第十六、十七节，大卫做咗啲乜嘢咧
？David lifted up his eye and saw the angel of the Lord standing between earth and heaven.
佢大卫举目看见耶和华的使者站在天地间。
And in his hand, he saw there was a drawn sword stretched out over Jerusalem.
我手里有拔出来的刀，伸在耶路撒冷以上。
When he saw that, David called out all of his leaders and elders and fell upon their face, clothed in sackcloth, and David prayed to God.
当大卫看到这样的时候，他叫了所有的长老出来，他们都身穿麻衣，是面伏于地向神祈祷。
When David finally knew that the pestilence in itself is also from God, and the generals that he has been blessed with is also from God, David prayed like this.
当大卫看到他所有的胜利都是由神那里来，他所有的大能的勇士都是由神那里来的时候，大卫这样祈祷。
Was it not I who gave command to number the people? It is I who have sinned and done great evil. But these sheep, what have they done? Please let your hand, O Lord my God, be against me and against my father's house, but do not let the plague be on your people.
大卫祷告神说，吩咐数点百姓的不是我吗？我犯了罪，行了恶，但这群羊做了什么呢？愿耶和华我神的手攻击我和我的父家，不要攻击你的民，降瘟疫于他们。
This is a true heroic moment in the Bible.
这个在圣经里面是一个真正英雄的一个时刻。
More than Elhanan, more than Jonathan, who have defeated the giants of the Philistines, when David prayed to God this prayer, that's the true heroic leader.
比他那些大能的勇士士兵以哈兰以约拿丹，他们这个时刻是更加是一个英雄的一个时刻，更加勇敢。
David who boasted about his mighty words are nowhere to be found here.
在这里我们看不到大卫怎样去再去吹嘘再去夸奖他自己的勇士。
But David is reflecting God's grace in verse 15.
在第十五节反映到神的恩典。
Lord, these people have done nothing. It was me.
他说主啊，这些人没有做过任何的事，这些全部都是因为我的缘故。
David remembers his lifetime as a shepherd.
大卫去记得他作为一个牧羊人的生活的时候。
How he fought against lions and bears for his sheep.
他怎样去跟这些狮子野兽去对抗，是为着保护他的羊群。
And here David was willing to die for the people of God, and he was willing to put the name of his father's house down for his people, for God's people.
这里大卫是愿意为到他的子民去死，他愿意去放低他自己父家的名，而是去将自己摆上。
Brothers and sisters, this is the heart of David, but this is also how God loves us.
这个是大卫的心，同样的，这个也是神怎样去爱我们。
In his grace, he has stopped us from going into destruction by dying on the cross for himself.
在神的恩典里面，他藉着死在十字架上面，去阻止我们不再去走向毁灭。
And this is what we need to look into a leader of a church.
我们需要在这个教会的领袖里面看到这一点。
And that leader can only have this heart of shepherd once they understand the gospel.
是只有他明白这个福音的时候，他明这个领袖有一个牧羊人的心。
That for the people of God, Jesus has died, even though he did not have to.
为着神的子民耶稣基督死在十字架上面，纵使他不需要这样做。
This is why when we talk about King David, King Solomon, we see that these biblical characters are pointing to or even resembling Christ to come in the New Testament.
所以我们当看大卫、看所罗门的时候，我们看到他们都是指向新约圣经里面耶稣基督。
But what makes Christ greater than King David is that Christ was able to die for sin and continuously intercede for his people.
但耶稣基督怎样在这个大卫之上呢？就是说耶稣基督不单止为我们的罪去死，并且他不断地去为我们向神祈祷。
Brothers and sisters, when we are on the brink of succumbing to the spiritual forces of evil, we must pause.
当我们就面对这个邪恶的灵的势力的时候，我们一定要去停下来。
We must pause and behold and be sensitive to God's guidance.
我哋要停落嚟，要去向对神嘅带领有一个敏锐嘅心。
Perhaps he has offered a way out from avoiding, from committing sin.
可能佢俾一个出路你，以致你唔会去犯罪。
But even if you commit sin in that moment,
但纵使你喺嗰一刻你去犯罪嘅时候。
Please do not stay in your sin, but understand that God's grace is greater than your tiny sin.
你唔好停留喺你嘅罪里边，你要知道神嘅恩典系大过你嘅罪。
Please run to Jesus in your prayer.
当你请你用你嘅祈祷去走向耶稣基督。
Do not pile up one excuse after another to cover up your sin.
唔好用所有嘅借口去尝试去掩盖你嘅罪。
God sees everything in us. You can't hide anything from Him.
神去睇得好清楚，佢我哋唔能够去向佢去隐藏啲乜嘢。
And borrowing from my wife's talk that we had a couple days ago, don't look for loopholes or don't look for someone else to blame.
好似我同我太太前几日嘅对话一样，我哋唔好去揾啲嘅漏洞，唔好去揾啲嘅藉口。
Did you know finding loopholes in your sin, or even blaming the leaders, or even blaming your family members or others, or even complaining were exactly the sins that Israel committed to God in the wilderness?
你知唔知道喺啊，你面对你嘅家人，面对你嘅其他嘅人，去尝试去揾一个漏洞去遮盖你嘅罪嘅时候，就好似当日以色列人喺旷野里边用佢哋嘅藉口去得罪神一样。
Don't run away because Christ has risen.
唔好去逃避，因为耶稣基督已经复活。
Take it to the Lord, and that whatever it is will be succumbed to Christ's victory.
将所有嘅嘢带到去耶稣基督嘅面前，无论任何嘅嘢喺耶稣基督嘅胜利之下都要降服。
Brothers and sisters, I understand it is easy to get stuck in our shame and in our guilt after we have committed our sins.
弟兄姊妹，我哋知道我哋犯咗罪嘅时候，我哋好容易就系。陷落喺呢个内疚嘅里边，系出唔到嚟。
But in Christ, use that as an opportunity to grow in Christ and lift Him up.
但喺耶稣基督里边，你能够去用呢样嘢去成为一个机会，去使到你自己去成长，系将呢啲嘢交托俾神。
Wherever you are right now, and however you are in your spiritual walk, He welcomes you.
无论你喺你属灵嘅成长里边，你系点样，你系咩嘅地步，但系神去欢迎你。
He is able.
佢系能够嘅。
Therefore, in Christ alone, our praises to God take place simultaneously as our spiritual growth in our repentance and assurance of salvation.
所以喺唯有喺耶稣基督里边，我哋能够系罪得到赦免，并且我哋能够系成长，系因为耶稣基督嘅拯救。
And one last encouragement to you today is.God forgives our sin for His name's sake.
最后一个鼓励你嘅就系话，神为咗佢嘅名，佢赦免你嘅罪。
For His holy and glorious name's sake, Jesus was put on the curse of the cross.
为到佢嘅荣耀嘅名、圣洁嘅名，耶稣基督喺十架上边去受到呢个咒诅。
So that His people may be saved, you and I.
以致佢嘅子民，你同我能够得到拯救。
God continues to nurture us and grows us, grows His church through Christ, and the gates of hell shall not prevail.
神藉住耶稣基督去继续使我哋得到喂养去成长，地狱嘅门唔能够得胜。
Be courageous and do not be dismayed in your sin, but go to Jesus.
喺呢个罪里边唔好去沮丧，要去耶稣基督嗰度。
And in 2025, let us go to Jesus in our sin even ever more so boldly, knowing that He is our perfect sacrifice lamb and He is our great high priest.
在2025年，让我们更加多的去回到耶稣基督那里，纵使我们有罪的时候，我们知道祂是那个大祭司，是我们的拯救。
Would you join me in a prayer?
让我们一起祈祷。
Lord, keep us safe from Satan's evil scheme when we are doing well, O God.
主啊，当我哋喺耶稣基督嘅里边嘅时候，求你保守我哋唔好得陷落撒旦嘅诡计嘅里边。
Lord, be gracious to us so that when we can, when we are facing the evil scheme, we can discern the warnings you provide us.
主帮助我们去分辨你给我们的警告，以致我们不来学陷在这个阴谋的里面。
We pray that when you confront us with your truth, O God, make our hearts melt and turn to you and repent in the name of Jesus.
主啊，当你的真理去向我们对质的时候，求你使我们的心能够软化，去我们是藉着你的名去求悔改。
And grow in us a heart like yours to look after your people.
让我们有个心是去好像你一样去看着你的羊群。
As you have spoken today, keep us in your Son, Jesus Christ, our God.
好像你今天所说的，要帮助我们在耶稣基督里面。
When we boldly approach you, accept us in open arms, and accept us as who we are, because you are able. In Jesus' name we pray.
当我们去到你的宝座面前的时候，求你去打开你的膀臂去接受我们，奉耶稣基督的名义求。
Amen.